You saw me coming fast. So you unlock the door. You like this thing to last. It keeps you coming back. I'm a bad girl. I'm a bad girl.
And with the two end fingers. 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 And
one way
with the two
to learn a better
and
or the best
two
way of doing anything
and with
is to watch and analyze
and with
the skill
two
of the expert.
And with
I'm
the
a bad girl. I'll piece your heart in two. You wanna walk right out the door. You'll always be looking for more.
Tease me.
I'm a bad girl.
Tease me.
I'm a bad girl.
What is up? You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded, ancestral, traditional, unshared territories of the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations, and the city colonially known as Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. You are listening to Teachable Moments, CITR's one-stop shop for what's hot and what's not. I'm your host, Dork, you are you, and today's definition of the word cool is cool, adjective, varied. Before we get into it, the song that you just heard was Bad Girl by Liv. We love here. Whoa. We love Liv here on Teachable Moments. That was off of, her release Past Future, which is up exclusively on her Bandcamp. And I mean, we love Liv, obviously. We've been loving Liv. Her album, Girl in the Half Pearl, was one of my favorites of last year. And I follow her on Instagram, and she was kind of like posting about not like being obsessed with kind of like the music industry in general, it seems like, and wanting to release more stuff independently. And this is the first full release that I've seen that she's put out since kind of like making that shift or like adjustment. And it's very like, I don't know, it's interesting to hear someone come off of an album that's so polished, like something like Girl in the Half Pearl. And this album is like very like DIY lo-fi energy, which I love, I adore. And yeah, it's just kind of like cool to see. I don't know, I just thought it was like interesting, the kind of like pivot to, yeah, I guess this more like lo-fi, like fuzzy sound. I wasn't really expecting, but I'm obsessed, I love it. I do just want to acknowledge, I guess, the elephant in the radio that, yes, I have a cold or I'm getting over a cold, and I'm sorry I sound like this. It is temporary, but it is permanent for this next hour. And for if you ever listen to this episode back on CITR.ca or Spotify or wherever you listen to podcasts. Anyway, today's definition for cool is cool, adjective, varied. And I feel like that Liv, this kind of like explanation about Liv's newest release, is related to that to me in that she, like, I mean, I love Liv. She really defies kind of, I feel like everyone says, oh, I'm genre defying. She really is genre defying to me. I am someone who, like, has a hard time kind of categorizing artists into genres. I wouldn't say that I have enough of, like, maybe a vocabulary or even, like, confident enough understanding of what, like, the, like, yeah, elements of every genre is. Anyway, not the point. But all of Liv's releases, in my opinion, and I feel like Past Future is, like, such a good example of this, are very much, like, where this artist is at that moment. Not that the releases are disconnected, but more just in that, like, to me, she really, like, strikes me as an artist who's, like, constantly kind of changing and interested in new things and just has a very varied discography. And so I was just thinking about, like, and then also kind of, like, and we'll get into it, or I guess you'll see or you'll hear throughout the episode, like, the playlist this episode, like, it's, like, all of the songs are quite different, whatever, and I usually build the episode before I come up with the kind of theme, I guess, of it, and it just, like, felt fitting. So, what does vary mean? Varied adjective, incorporating a number of different types or elements, showing variation or variety, and then I kind of, like, have the note that it's kind of anti-habitual, which is something that's, like, done constantly, almost as a habit. And not that, I mean, I am, we're creatures of habit, of course we are, at least when talking about music, and I guess kind of like other art forms maybe, I really am always so impressed by, someone who has like a really wide breadth of interest or really varied, knowledge. And I think there's something really, I guess just maybe impressive is the word, but also it reflects a certain something that we'll get into, that it kind of lends itself to, I think, an idea of, like, what cool is. So that's kind of what we're talking about today. We're talking about anti-habit, variation, etc. But first, we're going to listen to some more tunes. So this next song is Demo, the big one, by Pudding. It's their newest demo. And if you haven't listened to it, wake up, because the big ones coming right now to you on CITR 101.9 FM.
Thank you.
What is up? You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded, ancestral, traditional, and shared territories of the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations, and the city colonially known as Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. You just heard the song Malcolm by Meeker Martin, based out of Berlin. Just before that was Bill Can with their like live off the floor, recording of Trash. Off of, their live release, Bootleg 2, which just came out. And then just before that, opened the set with Pudding's newest demo of The Big One, off of their Bandcamp, Slay. You are listening to Teachable Moments, CHS One Stop Shop for what's hot and what's not. I'm your host, Dork, you are you, with today's definition of the word cool is cool, adjective, varied. I am getting over a cold, so sorry. If there are kind of like maybe gross sounds, I deeply apologize. But we're talking about like variation and like anti-habit things. So the first word that actually came to mind when I was starting to think about this topic was the word uncharted. And what kind of like popped up to me was, I don't know if you, dear listener, have like seen this clip of, what's the guy's name? Rick Rubin. I really wanted to say Rick Ross, but Rick Rubin, did an interview something recently where he was talking about how he doesn't like being his own DJ all the time, how he like wants to be told what to listen to sometimes and like have like a curated thing, which is, it's interesting to hear, kind of like get insights into how other people use the platforms that we all have available to us. Like, for example, I kind of listen to either BTS or, I'll be honest, I do often listen to the playlists that I make for this show because they're good and everyone can and should if you want to go to my Instagram. But I've either listened to BTS for the most part or curated playlists that I find by other like music like critics and stuff, and I listen to a lot of like the playlists that sometimes artists will make when they put an album out or something. They'll be like, these were the influences for that album, and you can listen to that playlist. And there's also like Spotify has this one, in my opinion, one good playlist called Outliers that has, in my opinion, I've always thought a surprising amount of CanCon, which we love. But also I just really that like sound matches it, my taste. It's like interesting to hear Rick Rubin be like, I don't want to be a DJ all the time. Like, I want kind of someone to curate this thing for me. When it's like, that is available to you, sir. But whatever. Anyway, that was a bit of a tangent on this idea of like something having an element of variation, something being varied. And that being an uncharted, exciting thing. Like, when I was like looking up what uncharted means, it was very obviously nautical, like very much talking about maps. But this like idea of like a shuffled, unexpected, like exciting. Like, I feel like uncharted really has this like energy to it that's so like very much choose your own adventure. Like, I think it's a word that places someone kind of like, it's uncharted because you haven't been there yet, but you are going there and you are there now. Anyway, I think that, and I think like playlists or interests maybe, or aesthetics that are varied, that like pull from various inspirations or just like straight up like switch it up, I think that it really is exciting to people. And I think I've honestly retrospectively maybe should have put the song in this playlist, but there's one Pardoner song out of like the Bay Area in Vancouver called Lucky Day that I think like does this like kind of encapsulates this really well of, it has kind of like a set sound that it plays throughout, and then it really like randomly switches it up, and it's really exciting. Like, it's really great, and they execute it so well, and I think like, yeah, that like really is like a perfect example, honestly kind of regretting not putting in this playlist, but the world will continue to spin. Great example of how that's an exciting thing. So those are some thoughts on that. We have to move on. This next song is Within Reason by Drill off of their album Permanent, and you're listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM at Vancouver.
Album by a local artist where you can dance around to and cry to at the same time? Well, look no further. Once More With Feeling by Masank from Fanta Records is out now on all streaming platforms and can be purchased on Bandcamp. This is an album that has all the versatility you're looking for, from songs like Sober Most Nights to Note to Self, which is playing right now.
The Bike Kitchen welcomes you to Access Night, a weekly event in the shop offering free tool rentals for queer and trans folks, with the purpose being to make bike mechanics more inviting and accessible to folks traditionally excluded from the industry. Visit the Bike Kitchen on Wednesdays from 6:15 to 9 p.m., located in the basement of the Life Building. We hope to see you there.
What is up? You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded, ancestral, traditional, and shared territories of the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations, and the city colonially known as Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. You just heard the song Mood Ring by Dead. It's one of their newest singles. As for that was Misty by Still Depths off of their 2023, I think it's like February 2023, release Best Plan for Your Life. And then open that set with Within Reason by Drill off of their newest release, Permanent. I'm obsessed with Drill. I've been obsessed with Drill. Their album, This Is Not a Drill, was like my pandemic soundtrack. I was obsessed with it. And Permanent is like well on its way to being another one of my faves. So that's what we just listened to. And you're listening to Teach a Moment. Say, what's up, tougher, what's hot, and what's not. I'm your host, Dork. You are you. And today's definition of we're cool is cool, adjective, varied. We're running out of time, honestly, already. So I'm going to keep this really brief. This kind of like second kind of thing I wanted to talk about was this idea of dissonance, which has a negative connotation. I think often when I do these episodes, I'm kind of like planning them and like coming up with words and being like, yeah, this could be cool. And then I like find out what words actually mean. And I'm like, oh, that's not what I thought. But dissonant means lacking harmony, unsuitable or unusual in combination, clashing. And I want to focus on it being unusual in combination. I like want to focus on this, like, like clashing, but like complementary, like non-derogatory clashing. and we were kind of talking about this like a few weeks ago, like it just works. And I think it's really exciting when things that you don't expect to go together mesh so well. So that's very brief thoughts on that. We have to move on. We have to. I'm so sorry. This next song is Strange World by La Luz, and you're listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
At 11 a.m. every Wednesday, tune in to CITR 101.9 FM for Radio Arts by Danny Gall, a series featuring artworks made especially for radio broadcast, presented by the Belkin Gallery at UBC and the Polygon Gallery at the Lonsdale Quay, in tandem with two exhibitions of major works by the artist. Composed of a vast archive of sound documents, these broadcasts invite us as embodied listeners to consider the relationship of political events to acoustic events. They can be understood as both historical documents and musical compositions in the tradition of music concrete. As the transmission unfolds, we hear a full spectrum of Gall's approach to making art for radio. From selected episodes of Different Time, Different Pitch, Different Place, commissioned by Documenta 14 in 2017, to the two-part radio play entitled Vertiginous, commissioned in 2023 for the podcast series Uncertain Groundlessness, Navigating Dizziness Together.
Doxa Documentary Film Festival returns May 2nd to 12th, 2024. Audiences of all ages are invited to 10 days of curiosity and critical thought in film. For 22 years, Doxa continues to present both short and feature films from across Canada and the globe, representing some of the best in documentary cinema. This year, Doxa is once again returning to local theaters in Vancouver and will feature live discussions, workshops, and other industry networking events with filmmakers. Visit doxafestival.ca for tickets, and we hope to see you there.
What is up? You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded, ancestral, traditional, and shared territories of the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations in the city currently known as Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. You just heard the song Table for Two by Fortune's Favor out of the Bay Area. Just before that was Don't Ever Let Me Know by Feeling Figures off of Migration Magic, and then opened that set with Strange World, one of La Luz out of Seattle's newest singles. You're listening to Teachable Moments, CITR's one-stop shop for what's hot and what's not. I'm your host, Dork. You are you. And today's definition of the word cool is cool. Adjective, varied. We've talked about uncharted. We've talked about dissonance. Now we're going to talk briefly about miscellaneous, misc. I use the word misc all the time. I love it. I think it's so versatile. It means of various types or from different sources. But what I love about misc is it like, or the way that I use it, is it as like an idea of something being unspecific or being general. And it like kind of, it like saying misc puts a blanket on things. But this unspecificity, I think, like, and also kind of like if we're looking at the actual definition of like pulling from different sources and like having different unexpected combinations, like, but it being misc, it's all under the same blanket. It's kind of like all, I guess like misc to me, maybe if we're going to talk, put it in terms of like taste or coolness or whatever, misc is kind of like vouched for almost. Like if we're talking about Rick Rubin's needed playlists that he doesn't listen to, these like every song on, for example, a playlist that an artist makes to like discuss the influences of an album, that's almost like that album slash artist misc. And so it's been like vouched for, and you're curious about it, and you feel kind of like comfortable exploring it, but you're not like kind of floundering around trying to find these things. It's been collected for you. It's been blanketed, which I really appreciate. And I also just like, yeah, I like a mixed bag. I like a misc. Sue me. That being said, we're going to take a tonal turn in this episode. This is AA Bouquet for Your 180 Face by Saya Gray off of Chordy 2. And you're listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Okay.
Yeah.
さよなら僕は田舎に引っ越したい。つまらない、くだらない、毎日If I'm with you I don't care where we are In the country by the ocean on a farm
Sombras, quero voltar Somente aprendi muita dor E vi com tristeza O amor morrer devagarSe apagar Quero voltar Poder a saudade não ter Não ver tanta gente Ah Sem saber viver Vou sem parar Das tardes mais sós renascer E mesmo se a dor encontrar não peço mais perdão. Porque já sofri demais. Demais.
What is up? You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. You just heard the song Tarde by Wayne Shorter off of his 1975 Native Dancer album. Just before that was Inaka by May Simones off of their Kubota Mushi EP, and then opened that set with AA Bouquet for Your 180 Face by Saya Gray off of QWERTY 2. Thank you so much for tuning into Teachable Moments, CITR's one-stop shop for what's hot and what's not. I'm your host, Dork, you are you, and today's definition of cool was cool, adjective, varied. We talked about Uncharted, we talked about Dissonant, we talked about Miscellaneous, and now we're gonna end the show. This next song and last song is Danny, Your Darling's newest single, Running Away to Montreal Felt Like This, produced by Void Puppet and Miguel Maravilla. And you're listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. Oh,
is this?
CITR 101.9 FM.
A center for ants?
What?
We're a radio station broadcasting from UBC Vancouver.
How can we be expected to teach children to learn how to read if they can't even fit inside the building?
Visit CITR.ca.
Derek, it's just a...
I don't want to hear your excuses! The center has to be at least... 3 times bigger than this!
Doxa Documentary Film Festival returns May 2nd to 12th, 2024. Audiences of all ages are invited to 10 days of curiosity and critical thought in film. For 22 years, Doxa continues to present both short and feature films from across Canada and the globe, representing some of the best in documentary cinema. This year, Doxa